Good morning. That little disturbance that brought some showers to the Catskills yesterday morning continues to shear well off to our south and off the mid-Atlantic coast. Even the cloud cover that we saw across parts of interior New York and New England yesterday diminished quickly, and we're left with a clear early morning period here with temperatures back into the 50s with some 40s across the higher terrain. As we get through the morning hours, temperatures will begin to climb back through the 50s and 60s on our way into the 70s. And this afternoon, we'll look for high temperatures in the lower 80s under a mix of sun and clouds. With high pressure building in from southern Canada, we'll have a northerly and easterly component to the wind that'll keep the humidity low throughout the day today. Mostly clear again tonight with high pressure in control back into the 50s across the region with some upper 40s across the higher terrain. This will set us up for a good-looking weekend with that same area of high pressure dominating into the day tomorrow. It'll be sunny and warm with continued low humidity and highs in the middle 80s. Middle and upper 80s on Sunday, with some places even touching 90 degrees for Father's Day as the humidity starts to creep in a bit. As that high drifts off the coast and to our south, we'll start to see a return south to southwesterly wind flow on Monday for the first day of summer. So the humidity will continue to build, and so will the heat, as a large ridge of high pressure from the middle of the country expands to the east. High temperatures in interior New York and New England on Monday will be in the lower 90s. The next front will sweep through the northern plains and Great Lakes on Monday night and arrive in our region on Tuesday. This will bring with it a round of showers and thunderstorms. Some will be on the stronger side, and temperatures will be back into the lower 80s. Behind this front, breezy and cooler on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds upper 70s and staying in the mid-70s with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Gulf Coast states and lower to mid-Mississippi Valley. And also a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the central and northern plains westward into the central Rockies. An upper-level trough will move south-southeastward across the southern U.S. today, and an associated cold front will advance southward into the Gulf Coast states. Ahead of the front, dew points in the 70s will result in moderate to strong instability across a large area from the lower to mid-Mississippi Valley eastward to the southern Atlantic coast. As temperatures warm and low-level convergence increases along and ahead of the front, scattered thunderstorms appear likely to initiate through the middle of the day, and some could produce severe wind gusts. At the same time, a cold front will advance southeastward into the northern and central high plains. As temperatures warm along and ahead of this front, a moist air mass will result in a broad area of moderate to strong instability. Scattered thunderstorm development appears likely to take place along that front by early to mid-afternoon, with several convective clusters or perhaps even a broken line segment moving eastward across the region. Hail and marginally severe damaging wind gusts may occur with the stronger cells in this cluster. And a large ridge of high pressure will dominate the weather pattern across much of the central and western parts of the country into the weekend with building intense heat. Excessive heat warnings expanded for a large part of the southwest with highs in the 110 to 125 degree range not out of the question. Also, heat advisories and warnings continue to expand in the middle of the country and now are in effect for all of central and southern parts of the lower plains to the Gulf Coast and all of the mid and lower Mississippi Valley, with the combination of the heat and humidity making it feel between 103 and 109 degrees, with some locations in eastern Oklahoma and Kansas reaching 113 degrees. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 41 degrees with a northeast wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 55 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 58 degrees, the dew point 47, 67% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.89 inches, and it is on the rise. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the upper 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 85 degrees, the low 58, the average temperature 72, that's 4 degrees above normal. The average high in Albany today, 79 degrees. The average low, 57. The record high, 94, set in 1994. And the record low, 44, in 1954. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:36 p.m. 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today, with highs around 80. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies today, with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the upper 50s. For the Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny skies today, with highs reaching the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern and southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies today, with highs right around 80 degrees. Mostly clear skies tonight, with lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny skies today, with clouds mixing in from time to time and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and warm, again with low humidity, mid-80s, mostly sunny, a bit more humidity Sunday, mid to upper 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid on Monday, lower 90s. A good chance of showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday in the lower 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds back into the 70s Wednesday and Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.